COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. Symptoms of this respiratory disease include fever, cough, and shortness of breath. These symptoms may show up 2 to 14 days after exposure. If you're experiencing these symptoms and have come in contact with or in an area with an ongoing outbreak, please call a hotline and/or consult a physician. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast. I'm your host, Dan Scotland. If you are currently a medical marijuana patient and want to tell your story and be featured on the podcast, feel free to email me at iamcannabissativa@gmail.com. Feel free to hit us up on Instagram at iamcannabissativa. You can also find me on Twitter at icsativapod. You can find and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify, iTunes, Anchor FM, Overcast, Radio Republic, TuneIn, Stitcher, Google Play Music Store, and more. Please rate and review us on iTunes, as rating and reviewing us will bump up the pod on their algorithm and put this podcast in front of even more eyeballs. If you like what we are doing, please become a Patreon supporter of the podcast and support us. Supporting us helps us to keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. And you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IAmCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support this podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 tier if you're feeling extra generous. A special thanks to our current patrons and supporters. Shout out to friends of the show Reefer Revolution for supporting the podcast. Shout out to our new Patreon and friend of the show, Gracie Gatto. Shout out also to Joy One Love 420, also a friend of the show and founder of Keystone State Reviews. Becoming a Patreon or financially supporting us through Anchor, Patreon, PayPal gets you perks like early episodes, exclusives, and shout outs at the beginning of every episode. We also have been recently syndicated by friend of the show, Russ Belfill, and will now be featured weekly on Radical Russ Radio right before his show from Monday 7 a.m., Tuesday 9 a.m., Wednesday 11 a.m., Thursday 1 p.m., and Friday 3 p.m., all Mountain times. And without further ado, let's get to the episode.
I'm sorry, but this is just so asinine. I'm going to get another free soda.
So, some asinine stuff is going on. Some shenanigans are going on. So, sadly, it appears that HB 2022, the Oklahoma bill that would expand reciprocity, so the temporary license that you get to be a visiting patient in Oklahoma as a patient from another state, again, key operative word, visiting, before it would only last like 30 days and you'd have to pay however amount to the state of Oklahoma and their medical marijuana program, you'd have to pay X amount every 30 days. But then this new bill was going to expand that to 2 years, and it was going to allow people from visiting people, because again, we all have family and friends in neighboring states. It happens, you know, and we all need to, sometimes you need to fill our prescriptions when we're there. So again, I mean, educational purposes only, don't break the law in any state, county, municipality, anywhere. This is only for key operative word, visiting patients. But yeah, so this bill is not going, it's stuck in committee for the time being. It's not going to make it this legislative session, it seems, according to this Reddit thread over here. So a lawmaker there said a couple of days ago that it's dead in the Senate committee. So it's stuck in committee. So it's not going to pass, sadly. But like we had mentioned earlier, Again, I believe Dan Patrick of Texas is going to allow limited reform on medical, so increasing the point, I think it's 0.5 THC limit to less, I mean, no more than like 5%. I think he will allow that, but I don't think he's going to, I think he's going to block decrim like he did 2 years earlier, based on the interview we read earlier this year. So I don't think it's looking good for you guys. I gotta keep it a buck here, you know? But yeah, he will allow modest medical reform, obviously no whole flower, and he will allow probably some CBD reform, I'm imagining, and he's going to stop the decrim like he did before, and recreational is completely out of the question, completely and utterly, totally out of the question for the time being, until some fossils get smoked for good politically, next year, hopefully. Maybe both chambers might change over to the Democrats that are more pro-legalization or more pro-decrim. Maybe Governor Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick will get smoked for good next, in the coming year. Maybe they'll get smoked for good next November. Who knows? But on the bright side, let's focus on what we just talked about that Dan Patrick will allow. So three bills, according to Texas Normal, advanced to the Senate. So it's right in the chamber that Dan Patrick can block things in. So it has been a very busy week for marijuana law reform in the Texas State Capitol building. One bill that is making its way through the Senate. Three bills were voted out of the House, and others are moving through the process on the House side. Here is where we stand. Wednesday, HB 2593 passed the Texas House by a vote of 108-33. HB 2593, authored by Speaker Pro Tempore Joe Moody, would reduce possession of 2 ounces of THC concentrate from a felony to a Class B misdemeanor. It now heads to the Senate, where the Lieutenant Governor will assign it to a committee. So you can click that button, and we'll enclose this link in the show notes, the link to this article that includes all these links. And then the next bill HB 1535, which passed the Texas House by a vote of 134-12. As amended, this legislation would add cancer, chronic pain, PTSD, while allowing the Department of State Health Services to add new qualifying conditions through their administrative rulemaking process. HB 1535 would also raise the THC cap to 5% and create an institutional review board, which will facilitate research and track the impact of medical cannabis on patients participating in the program. It now heads to the Senate, where Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick will sign it to a committee. And then Friday, HB 441 passed the Texas House by a vote of 88-40. HB 441 would reduce penalties for possession of 1 ounce or less to Class C, while disallowing arrest and setting up an expunction process, or I think expungement, or maybe that's a legal term. Again, I'm not a lawyer. Taking legal advice from me is a profoundly stupid idea. Just going to put that out there. It now heads to the Senate, where the Lieutenant Governor will assign it to a committee. And then other bills to note, HB 99 would reduce penalties for possession of 2 ounces or less. This allows arrests and prevents suspensions of driver's licenses. This bill is in the calendars waiting to be scheduled on the House floor. HB 567 would enshrine parental protections. This has passed the House and the Senate. HB 1178 would remove possession of paraphernalia from the criminal code. This bill is in the calendars waiting to be scheduled on the House floor. HB 4307 would create insurance coverage for low THC cannabis under certain group benefit plans for governmental employees. This bill is scheduled for the House local and consent. Consent calendars. I don't know if Dan Patrick will allow that. Like, that's I mean, that'd be a game changer. I mean, even if it's just like CBD to get it covered under insurance, like, yeah. And I mean, this stuff we're having to pay out of pocket because of, you know, it being Schedule One. If even a few people can get it covered under insurance, more people would consider this as a medicine instead of taking these dangerous pharmaceuticals where you watch the commercial and the side effects go on for like 5 minutes. We know with CBD, that's not the case. HB 3948 focuses on the regulation and production of hemp consumable hemp products in Texas. So this bill, like, again, it has some good things like research for like the universities and allowing easy access for, you know, the plant for hemp, you know, yeah. So easier research abilities for, you know, universities and research universities to look into the products and the properties of hemp and so on and so forth. So it makes that easier, which is good. It provides clarity for, you know, seedlings and, you know, parts of the plant. Like, you know, I'm imagining exchanging hemp genetics from one farm to another, or, you know, arranging deals with other, you know, hemp genetic makers, or, you know, other hemp farms or whatever, just exchanging genetics like from one part of the state to the other, I'm imagining. But then it also has like elements of it, which I mean, I've heard people say that they've stripped out the parts banning the Delta 8 and Delta 10, but now, again, I'm hearing a lot of different things right now. So we'll see how it all shakes out. But that bill is going to, like, with that good, and with the fact that it clarifies what CBD and hemp is, so, you know, cops aren't, you know, mistakenly conflating the two, like, it does provide clarity, which is good, and I do like that. But then it bans Delta 8 and Delta 10 on the sly, which isn't good. But hopefully those provisions get stripped out, you know, hopefully. And also, HB 3772 would reduce penalties associated with the possession of cannabis flower and concentrates, as well as paraphernalia, while allowing expungement of any arrest record. Yeah, I mean, Dan Patrick won't allow that. I mean, I hope that there's reform on, let's look. So, I mean, I'm hoping that HB 2593, which looks a bit more comprehensive than this HB, the HB 3772, but concentrates, again, there needs to be clarity with that, because, I've listened to some Texas normal meetings, like, you know, cops can, I mean, especially ones that hate the plant, they can conflate, you know, a CBD vape pen with a THC one and ruin your life while they're trying to figure out if it's the one that's allowed in the state. Like, I mean, there needs to be more clarity across the board. And any bill that, like, that decriminalizes concentrates, whether CBD, THC, and, you know, provides that clarity and, you know, makes it so there's less trick bags that cops can get people on. Any bills like that are good. But it's all going to depend on what Dan Patrick allows through the Senate. You know, we'll see. Let's finish this off. HB 3772 would reduce penalties associated with the possession of cannabis flower and concentrate, as well as paraphernalia, while allowing expungement of any arrest record. The bill is in the process of enrolling in the calendars, where it will be scheduled for discussion on the House floor. Click here for a visual of the moving bills, what they do, and their status. Full list of filed bills can be found here. May 5th at 8 p.m., join us for our informal monthly meeting where we are currently hosting virtually. Agenda will be Delta 8, where does it come from? Dr. Leah Johnson, Alchemist Cannabis Counseling. CO2 Hemp Extraction. Jeff Young of Green Zero Labs, an Air Force veteran. Moderator Anita Summers, MASCP, and Air Force veteran. aka CBD Genie. And there you have it. So yeah, support all these bills, and hopefully Dan Patrick will allow all of these through. But again, like I've mentioned earlier, I think he's going to allow modest medical reform with no whole flower, and he's going to just and he might obviously allow CBD, because again, that's already an industry in the a bill legalizing CBD growing and, you know, CBD products in the state that passed 2 years ago in the last session. So CBD is a pretty big has been a pretty big and good industry for Texas so far. So I don't see Dan Patrick blocking any bills relating to that. But, you know, broader decrim of THC, that's going to be an uphill battle. But medical reform and, you know, some reform with CBD and some clarity with CBD, I'm guessing those will likely pass. But I don't want to keep this episode too long. I can be found anywhere you find podcasts, such as iTunes, CastBox, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, and other platforms like it. I can be found anywhere you listen to podcasts like those platforms. And you can also follow me on Instagram at @IamCannabisSativa. You can follow me on Twitter at @ICSativaPod. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao. If you find yourself coming around often to my podcast and want to support our humble little project, there are quite a few ways you can do so. Supporting us helps us keep the lights on, pay rent, pay for hosting, equipment, and travel. You can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast/support. You can also support me now on Patreon at www.patreon.com/ICSativaPodcast. You can support the podcast for as little as $1 a month. We also have a $5 and above tier if you are feeling extra generous. Additionally, if you wish to get in contact with us, you can leave a voice message on Anchor, and you can do this by going to https://anchor.fm/IamCannabisSativaPodcast and click the send voice message button, and I may just play it on a future episode. You can also call and leave a voice message at 617-466-9389, and I may just play it on a future episode. Feel free to join the ever expanding I Am Cannabis Sativa podcast planet on Discord. We've got a Discord channel, and that Discord channel can be found at https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Again, that is https://discord.gg/65tg2nr. Feel free to check out Sequoia Organics for a great source of CBD and hemp-based products. You can check them out by the link https://bit.ly/33fkrv9. And you can enter the following coupon codes for extra discounts, such as DOGTREAT20, TINCTURE20, 40% sign off ISO, 15% sign off CBD. And that applies to the entire store. And as always, everyone, stay medicated, my friends. Peace out and ciao.